One of the important aspects of spiritual development is the ability to maintain spiritual memory. Spiritual memory is a very particular kind of memory. On the fundamental level, it allows you to remember yourself, your pure subjectivity, it enables you to have the continuity of recognition. And on a more relative level, it refers to remembering many different layers in your inner existence and how to relate to them. For instance, you are working with the absolute state. But you need to also remember to be in touch with your consciousness. But that fundamental aspect of spiritual memory is about continuity of recognition, which itself is an activity of pure attention. So pure attention has to develop, but it develops in combination with creating a new kind of the subconscious mind, the spiritual subconscious mind. Spiritual reality is just completely different reality. It requires different memory. It requires different subconscious mind. It requires different intelligence. People live in memory. Memory is a very important faculty to encode, store, and retrieve information. And there are different, this faculty of memory has been analyzed from many different angles. Like there's the explicit memory, which refers to the conscious storage and recollection of information. Implicit memory, which is unconscious process, unconscious storage and recollection. There's the semantic memory, which allows you to remember the meaning of whatever has happened. Episodic memory refers to your sense of spatial and temporal orientation, space and time. There's the sensory memory, where you, for instance, recognize any object visually auditorily through a sense of touch, and you, in this very recognition, memory is already involved, but you perhaps remember it just for a second. There's a short time memory that you remember things just between a few seconds and a minute, and then you forget. And there's a long-term memory which is being stored in these deeper layers of the unconscious mind. You know all the stories, movies about people who are unable to create new memory. It usually refers to the damage of the, what is this called, hippocampus gland in the brain. So meaning that they can experience things based on short-term memory, but they cannot store the information. Without memory, you could not exist as a human. It allows you to have the sense of orientation in your human existence. In fact, you are what is called personality. How you perceive yourself on the human level is being constantly recreated through your memories. But the faculty of memory is imperfect. Sometimes you cannot remember. You perhaps have the information inside you, but you cannot access it. Sometimes the memory can be distorted. You can have an imaginary memory. You can create a false memory. There were interesting cases with women who, with some therapy, suddenly remembered that they were, let's say, sexually abused in their childhood, but actually they were influenced by the therapist. Afterwards, it was proven that they were not sexually abused. But they thought they were, and therefore they felt in that way. They felt a victim of an abuse that never took place. It's one of the examples how memory can be manipulated or can be twisted, distorted. Why our memory, I'm speaking about the regular memory, is so imperfect. Because we are supposed to forget. Forgetting, the capacity to forget, is an important aspect of a healthy personality. So that you can exist in the present. If you remembered everything, you would not be able to distinguish between your past and your present. There's this TV series called Westworld, when one of the characters, when he's being woken up, brought back into consciousness, is asking, is this now? Meaning he is not sure whether he's experiencing the actual present or he is experiencing his memory. It's also psychologically quite interesting how people live in memories. They keep replaying their memories in the mind. It's well known with old people, but it actually applies to everyone. The faculty of memory is important, but forgetting is as well extremely important. It gives you the space to experience your real life, which is happening in the present. And allows you to being able to live into your future. You exist between your past and your future in that elusive present. A river is constantly moving forward. And you are like that river, flowing into your future. How much we are the byproduct of our past. To a large extent, but we are not entirely determined by our past, based on the creativity of our intelligence. We are constantly shaping ourselves. So the tendency to dwell on the past or feel a victim of the past or to justify one's shortcomings or one's pain by all the bad things that happened to us in the past is not taking responsibility. In fact, No matter what has happened to you, it's all material given to you from which you can shape yourself, develop your new self. So you need to be grateful for your past, even if there was a lot of suffering, because without suffering, without going through that pain of human existence, you would not be able to get in touch with yourself on a deeper level. There's a saying that existence gives you as much pain as you can take, as you can endure. Any more would destroy you. The world in which you are living, even that what you experience as a relative present, is actually already the past. So we are living actually constantly in the past, in our human consciousness, in our personality. Because recognition is a process in time. The moment it is being registered, whatever you recognized, it's already gone. You are like at that last compartment of a train and you see the rails receding away from you. Everything is moving away from you into the past, so that the closest you can get to the now in your experience of this world is what I call the immediate past. Even seeing an object like a tree is a process in time before the information is reaching your retina, your eye, go through the optic nerve, visual tract into the visual cortex and is being then registered and then consciously identified. You think it's immediate, but actually it requires a split of a second, that whole process. So you are seeing the tree in the past. When you talk to another person, you are talking to a person in the past. You are actually in relationship with your memory. You are remembering that person. The only thing that exists in the now is pure subjectivity. And even the recognition of pure subjectivity, directed recognition, is also a process in time. It is just faster, more immediate, with the exception of what we call natural recognition. Natural recognition is the kind of recognition that is directed but is not based on intention. That is the now. Natural recognition of your pure subjectivity is the now. And if you experience your pure subjectivity from absolute subjectivity, it is the same now, but deeper. It is the transcendent now. But let's come to the initial subject, spiritual memory. How to develop it? How to strengthen the faculty of pure attention? And how is it that, especially beginners, cannot maintain continuity of recognition? They keep forgetting. So when I hear that a student tells me, I remember pure consciousness 20% of my day. So what happens to this 80%? The thing is that this person has the intention to remember, but he cannot. First, you need to remember to remember, meaning there has to be an intention which is born in the person to remember. But the person tends to forget that intention. So the person is forgetting. He's forgetting to remember. Because there's some kind of a lack of continuity in that person's intention. So before we speak about the fact that you are unable to remember pure consciousness, and it is a funny term actually, remembering your pure subjectivity. Because it's not like you need to retrieve some kind of information from the unconscious mind. You are just yourself. You are remembering being yourself. So in that sense, that spiritual memory has a completely different meaning than the regular memory. But anyway, it's not just that you remember pure consciousness, being able to maintain the continuity of recognition. You need to develop continuity of remembrance in the person. In fact, that the main parts of the person which are responsible for that memory, for that continuity of memory, is the internal and innermost person. But of course, the external person also has to remember within his reflective intelligence. For instance, when the external person is very busy, involved in different activities, he also, within these activities, needs to remember to needs to remember not to forget pure subjectivity. Because if he forgets, the continuity of remembrance is broken. So the person is obviously involved in the process of remembrance, but he is involved in an inconspicuous way. I mean, the more one is evolved, initially that the sense that person is doing, being involved in remembering is more crude. Like you feel like the person is actually the one who is, how to say, in the center of that remembrance. But later on, you don't feel like that. You feel like there's a deeper part of you, which is not in the person, which is doing the remembrance, which is basically the combination of internal knower and pure attention. Additionally, that remembrance becomes increasingly spontaneous, automatic. So you don't have to control it so much. It is just happening by itself. Occasionally you are just verifying whether indeed it is happening. In those cases when your directed recognition is extremely relaxed, like borderlines, intrinsic recognition. So you need to check whether by any chance you have not lost yourself. But the majority of time, the recognition is happening spontaneously, naturally, and is self-evident. But still the very important question remains. How to develop continuity of remembrance? How to break through that habit of forgetfulness? First of all, it's understandable that one forgets, because the spiritual memory has not yet developed. Your memory training, it all refers to the outer reality and to your psychological dimension. You basically don't have spiritual memory. You have not developed this faculty. It's like this It's not just that your memory, spiritual memory, is weak. Initially it is non-existent. in spiritual remembrance. You are remembering the now of your true self, which also makes it unique because you remember the now. When people speak about so-called now, like being in the present, they refer to being conscious of the immediate experience of the empirical reality, including their body. But they are not remembering the now because they don't have now. They have only that immediate past, which they translate as their present. This is the how the closest they can get to the now is to living in the immediate past. And the spiritual memory allows you to remember the now. The now, which is not just a point in time, the now, which is self. Self exists in the now. He is growing into the future, but he exists in the now. Now is his home, his abode. So by remembering the true now, he is remembering himself. So, how to develop the continuity of recognition and remembrance? It is a function, result of spiritual training. But the training has to be based on the right intention and dedication. You need to be motivated. You need to have that complete desire to remember yourself. You need to be in love with the now of the self. Remembering, you are not just recognizing yourself, you are nurturing yourself. You are empowering yourself because pure attention, which is doing the recognition, has a power of light, of consciousness. Forgetting is Inexcusable. Because you are losing too much. You are losing yourself. And yourself is all what you've got. You are losing your light. You are regressing into a state of unconsciousness and forgetfulness. You become again your old self. So it's only when you have that motivation, that desperation, that devotion, that love for your pure subjectivity, only then you can perfect your spiritual memory. Because let's face it, when you forget, it means that you are not important enough to yourself. Other things are important, other distractions, other interests. But it is also natural that a beginner cannot maintain absolute continuity of recognition because he is not just undeveloped on the level of spiritual memory, but also energetically undeveloped. His access to himself is limited. So it's okay if the continuity of memory, remembrance is broken. But it is not okay if you forget that you need to remember. Meaning the intention to remember has to be always present. You need to remember to remember. And you cannot forget to remember. Remembering to remember is something that comes from the person. Well, the natural continuity of self-remembrance, well, the person is in a inconspicuous way involved, that continuity of remembrance is a function of the internal knower and pure attention. And when they are active, self-remembrance is spontaneous. Meaning you don't have to remember to remember. You just remember. You have become that very remembrance.